Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. On Thursday, Rice County Attorney Brian Mortensen and the Executive Director of the Rice County Hope Center, Erica Staub-Absher, held a joint press conference to discuss a new report on domestic violence in Rice County that looks at how Rice County is handling complaints of domestic violence, what is being done that is working, and where improvements are needed. They also unveiled a new plan called Blueprint 2.0. That sets a new path for dealing with domestic violence. A statement issued by Rice County said that Mortensen's office is more victim-centered and trauma-informed than under previous county attorneys. He has made this approach a priority by hiring Chief Assistant County Attorney Wendy Murphy, who was instrumental in the implementation of the first blueprint plan. He has also named two special victims prosecutors to specialize in and handle domestic violence, sexual violence, and child victim cases, resulting in an increase in felony-level domestic violence convictions and a decrease in the number of felony domestic cases being dismissed or reduced to misdemeanors. The office has also refocused the duties of its crime victim services coordinator to more effectively communicate with victims and connect them with services and advocates such as those provided by Hope Center. The new victim-centered approach has increased victim contacts from 1,400 in 2022 to over 2,100 in 2023. The report finds that the courts frequently fail to hold perpetrators accountable, that the most serious charges are dismissed or pled down, and that no contact orders are often not enforced. The report also finds that better coordination with jail staff and between probation officers and law enforcement would help improve outcomes and reduce no contact order violations. Elected officials and community members, the report says, need to be better educated about domestic violence, what it is, how to recognize it, and how to access needed resources. Instituting the recommendations will require a multi-pronged approach, the statement said. That would include adding additional agencies to the county's Blueprint for Safety team, along with increasing involvement by court administration and district court judges. Northfield Chief of Police Mark Elliott said he is very pleased with the direction the county has taken with the Blueprint 2.0 plan. The work of the entire Blueprint team to bring about system changes to support victims and hold abusers accountable and work to reform them is an example of the work of the entire Blueprint team to bring about system changes to support victims and to hold abusers accountable and work to reform them is an example of the entire justice system looking at their work and asking, how can we serve better? He said, I am extremely proud of the work that has been done to bring about Blueprint 2.0. This week, the statement said, Hope Center and the county attorney's office completed a series of training sessions for every sworn peace officer in the county, helping them better recognize signs of abuse, respond empathetically, and connect victims with advocacy services. There are more initiatives recommended in the report designed to help prevent domestic violence, better attend to victims' needs, treat offenders who meet certain criteria, and increase consequences and penalties for offenders, each of which will at least be considered. The Northfield High School prom is tomorrow, and the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention is reminding the community that while it is indeed a high point for many young people in their high school experience, it can also be among the most dangerous nights of the year. Prom is the beginning of the spring celebration season, which also includes end of school and graduation parties. Malia Fallon, the Network Impact Director with Healthy Community Initiative, who serves as an advisor to the Alliance, said roughly one-third of all teen traffic deaths occur between the end of April and the beginning of June. Many students will use drugs or alcohol and then either get behind the wheel or decide to ride with a driver who is intoxicated, which can lead to tragic consequences. Indeed, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, across the country, some 300 teenagers die every year in prom night alcohol-related car accidents. With that in mind, the Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance has once again embarked on their annual Be Safe, Be Sober campaign, asking students to sign a pledge that they will not use drugs or alcohol during the prom celebration, and also encouraging parents to talk to their kids about the effects drugs and alcohol can have. Fallon said those conversations can actually save a kid's life.
There's a statistic out there that says 85% of teens will say that they will get in a car with someone they know that's been drinking before calling their parents because they're afraid of getting in trouble. And so we just really encourage families to have those conversations beforehand and say, you know, we want you to be safe, so call us and we'll talk about consequences later, but your safety is our highest priority.
The Alliance is once again sponsoring the after-prom party at the Dundas Dome this year. The party will offer offer an opportunity for prom goers and non-prom goers, every high school junior or senior may attend, to extend their night without putting themselves or others at risk. Students may enter from midnight until 2 a.m. Fallon said those who leave will not be readmitted. Entry to the party is $5. And the Rice County Master Gardener Volunteers will hold their annual tree and shrub giveaway this afternoon at the Rice County Fairgrounds in Faribault. A drive-through giveaway will be open on the grounds from 3:30 until 5:30 p.m. or while supplies last. A statement issued by Rice County said the Master Gardeners have a wide selection of trees and shrubs available this year, including Eastern White Pine, Golden Willow, Sugar Maple, American Hazelnut, and Common Purple Lilac. Those picking up a tree or shrub will remain in their vehicle as they drive through the fairgrounds. The Master Gardener Volunteers will hand out seedlings through vehicle windows. The statement recommends entering the fairgrounds from 2nd Avenue. Signs and volunteers will be out front, directing the flow of traffic. One tree or shrub per car will be given away, along with planting instructions. The Master Gardeners will also answer any planting questions. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.